Next item of business before this conference is the resolution on sexual preference. In order to introduce... Please stay in order. We'll never get to it if you don't stay in order. In order to introduce the resolution on sexual preference, I now recognize Commissioner Jean O'Leary from the state of New York.
Madam Chair, I move the following resolution on sexual preference. Congress, state, and local legislatures should enact legislation to eliminate discrimination on the basis of sexual and affectional preference in areas including, but not limited to, employment, housing, public accommodations, credit, public facilities, government funding, and the military. State legislatures should reform their penal codes or repeal state laws that restrict private sexual behavior between consenting adults. State legislatures should enact legislation that would prohibit consideration of sexual or affectional orientation as a factor in any judicial determination of child custody or visitation rights. Rather, child custody cases should be evaluated solely on the merits of which party is the better parent without regard to that person's sexual or affectional preference.
Please come to order. Okay, the motion before you is to adopt the resolution on sexual preference that is listed in your plan of action on page 35. Before we proceed to debate on this motion, I would like to recognize the point of order or on mic four.
I rise to a point of personal privilege. Jean Cordova, lesbian feminist delegate from California.
All right. Please stay in order.
Pardon?
Please stay in order.
I would like to clarify for this body that lesbianism is more than an issue of sexual preference. It is an issue of civil rights. It is a lifestyle which encompasses all aspects of living, working together, building together, loving together, and developing a politic which supports women identification. We are women from every state. We are in the labor unions and in the factories, secretaries and carpenters, teachers and professionals, and mothers, and sometimes still wives. We are women of all colors and races. We are women everywhere. We have been fighting alongside and in the forefront of all the national women's struggles from South Africa to Chile, from Vietnam to Florida. Please stay in order. My point of personal privilege is we respectfully request that in next conferences to come, we be placed under L for lesbian.
Thank you. Now, please stay in order. That last statement was out of order. Item one.
Is Chairperson.
Thank you.
Patricia Benavides from the great state of Washington, speaking for the proposed recommendation. Last night, I rejoiced in the victory of this body's resounding approval of the ERA. which will now guarantee my equal protection under the law as a woman. Earlier today, I once again rejoiced because my rights as a Chicana have become a recommendation of this historic conference. Now, I proudly rise in support of the proposed sexual preference recommendation, which will eliminate the third barrier that prevents my opportunity for full equality and full civil rights. As the famous philosopher once stated, nothing is more important than an idea whose time has come. What better time than now to commit ourselves to the promise of full equality and civil rights for all women in this country? We are your sisters, your daughters, mothers, aunts, and grandmothers. We cut across all racial and ethnic groups. We are of all ages. We come from all economic backgrounds and political ideologies. We come from religious backgrounds, and we all come from many different disabilities. We live in the cities, in the suburbs, and in the rural areas. For an issue that is one of the most important civil rights issues of the decade, what better way to enter the decade of women than to bring about full equality on this issue?
Your time has expired. Please come to order. Please come to order. I will now recognize microphone 2 for the purpose of debate. I rise as the president of the largest and strongest feminist organization in the world. Come to order, please.
I rise as a woman who has spent the last 14 years of her life as a homemaker and as a mother of two. I rise because I know that this is a profound feminist issue.
Stay in order.
This is a feminist issue because discrimination against women begins at the basis of sexuality. There are double standards, one standard for males, another for females, one standard for heterosexuals, another for homosexuals. And all these double standards in the issue of sexuality work to keep women in their place. This profound human issue is not only one of human rights, but is one of feminism. We must be free. We must be free to develop all of our potential, and we must not oppress any part of our society or of womanhood.
Please stay in order.
Human rights are indivisible, and all women, when we march together in equality, we will march as heterosexuals and homosexuals, minority women and majority women, rich and poor. We will all go together as full human beings.
Thank you. Water. Please come to order. Please come to order. Now, the chair has a problem. I'd like some help. Just as on a previous issue we debated, we would like to have pro and con debate on this issue. However, at this moment, There are at every single microphone.
I'm Catherine East, delegate at large.
Hold it, hold it, hold it. Please come to order. Please come to order. Now, I know that there is problems because the press is trying anxiously to cover both sides of this issue. Well, now, wait a minute. They were all up here, and now they're all making a mad dash to go back there. So, please, you know, take it easy and let the con speaker speak. All right, number six, you're on.
I speak against this resolution because I think it is not appropriate on a women's agenda.
Stay in order.
I have taken a consistent position since the Vietnam War that the women's movement should limit itself to areas where women are discriminated against vis-a-vis men. I have no trouble making a distinction between sexuality and sexual preference. And I hate to do this. I have worked, many of the women here speaking pro are my friends whom I've worked with on other issues. But I feel in the interest of the women's movement and the future of the women's movement that we must keep our objectives more limited. There are a number of other agenda items that I object to for the same reason, but I've been unable to get to the microphone to speak to them because I feel that we must limit what we are doing to areas where women are discriminated against vis-a-vis men or where our services are undervalued as they are in the home. Thank you.
All right, thank you. I will now recognize microphone 7 for the purpose of con debate. Microphone 7.
Can you lower that?
Microphone 7. Are you there?
Yes.
Please speak.
No.
Stay in order. Please, stay in order.
Can the chair wait 1 second until the press backs off?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
The delegate is ready.
All right, are we ready at 7?
I'm Doris Holmes. I am the coordinator for the Georgia Council for the Equal Rights Amendment. I have seen much history, or I should say, herstory, portrayed here in Houston since I've arrived. Apparently, we do not learn from the past. This issue is a very human issue and compels the sympathy of all concerned people. But it has always been an albatross on the neck of the feminist movement.
Stay in order.
Does that count for my 2 minutes?
Please go.
It is not a uniquely woman problem. It is a human one. The civil rights movement did not find it necessary to cover the issue separately, and it has had some successes. We have had very few. You have instructed us to return to our unratified states and pass the ERA. We have struggled to do this for 4 years. We have tried to accomplish this. We know our state legislators, and we know our assets, and we know our liabilities. Our states are conservative, the ones who have not ratified, and you need 3 of them. The political reality is that passage of this resolution is an extra burden we do not need. I urge you to defeat this resolution.
All right. Please come back to order. Okay, now, please bear with me.
Thank you. I rise to speak. My name is Charlotte Bunch.
Please come to order.
I rise to speak as a proud lesbian delegate from the not-yet-sovereign state of Washington, D.C. This is indeed a historic moment because, in fact, I want to point out that this issue is one of the issues that is, in fact, brought to you by the grassroots state conferences. There has been a mandate from 30 conferences that this is indeed a women's issue, a women's issue of great concern in a majority of our states. I want to thank all the delegates who fought for this in the 30 states who passed it. I want to ask on the floor here that all of our sisters here, we come here to you as sisters who ask that lesbians have been in the closet too long, too many centuries. And we ask that you not deny lesbians those rights that Liz Carpenter so profoundly asked us not to deny women from all reaches of American life in our opening speech. The three resolutions here address only some of our basic needs, but they bring lesbians into the plan of action for full protection in all of the areas of jobs, the protection of our children, our housing, our credit, in a way that we have just passed for all other women in this nation in the plan. I say, as a final closing, that this resolution is not only for lesbians. This resolution is for all women. For all women whose choices in life are in fact constrained by the fear and threat of being called a lesbian, a threat that has been pulled on this conference constantly.
Stay in order. Stay in order. Stay in order. Your time is almost up.
Yes. We ask for your support as your sisters and for yourselves that you pass this resolution and end that threat and that scare tactic for all women forever.
Please come to order.
Tonya Lassiter from the Canal Zone, the only delegate at large, the only American woman under the American flag not having a delegation here. I would like to make a statement and ask that this question move, that the question be divided.
All right.
So that
you
we may
moving,
vote on the last paragraph separately.
Okay, we are moving that you divide the question. All right, and the way you want it divided is that you want the last paragraph considered separately.
Yes.
So we would consider the first two paragraphs, then we would consider the last paragraph. All right? This delegate would like to divide the question so that we would vote on paragraphs 1 and 2 together, then we would vote on paragraph 3 separately. You could still debate the whole resolution, but when it comes time to a vote, we would vote separately. So the vote that we are now taking means, do you want the question divided in that way? All of those in favor of dividing the question in that way, rise. Come to order. Order. Please be seated. Be seated. All those opposed to dividing the question in that way, be seated. Come to order, come to order. Come to order, please. Come to order, please, now. Please come to order. Please come to order. We have a main motion on the floor to adopt the resolution on sexual preference. We had pro-debate on microphone 1 and microphone 2. Then I asked for con debate out of order because there were no green cards up for anti-debate. I recognized microphone 6 and 7 for that purpose. Then I recognized microphones 3 and 4, both of whom were pro-speakers. Now I'm in the same position. I would like to recognize now 2 con speakers on the issue in order to have a balanced point of view. I see only 1 con card. I don't see any. Now I see 2. Okay. I will recognize microphone 4.
Madam Chairwoman.
Microphone 4, you're recognized.
I'm Winnie Matthews from Oklahoma. God in heaven has never dictated to us.
Stay in order. Stay in order. Stay in order, please.
God in heaven has never dictated to us whether we should be or must be homosexual or heterosexual. He has never said and dictated what we have to be, we do have a choice. A nation which is free cannot dictate and tell us what we have to be, or we are not a free nation.
Stay in order.
However, in the best interests of our nation, which has been great because it has been good and because it has based its primary social standards upon those values of the family, it is devastating to our nation if we legalize those homosexuals who publicly endorse their homosexuality. Now, our nation should never...
Please stay in order.
We would never advocate a stoning or a burning at the stake or throwing in the river.
Stay in order.
Of a homosexual. And as long as homosexuals keep their sexual preference in private, the same as adulterers and adulteresses, they are...
Stay in order. Please stay in order. Please stay in order.
As soon as they keep them in private, as long as they keep these standards of theirs in private, our nation does not discriminate against them. But this
Please
is
stay
not,
in order.
But this is not what the homosexual society is asking for in our nation today. They are asking to be socially recognized, accepted, and respected for their sexual preference.
Please stay in order. Please stay in order.
I do believe this is not the desires of the majority of this nation. I pray that it is not. Thank you.
All right. Please come to order. Come to order. Before I recognize another con speaker, I will recognize a procedural
chairperson. My name is Naomi Udall, and I'm a delegate from Utah.
Please stay in order.
I move the adoption of the following substitute resolution on sexual preference. Whereas...
I'm sorry, but you are out of order. I recognize... Stay in order. I recognize you on a green card, which is con debate. It is not an amendment. An amendment or a substitution would come on an orange card. I'm sorry. Okay? We need another...
Catherine Nelson. I'm a delegate from Florida.
Please stay in order. Please stay in order. Certainly you can't object to her because she's from Florida. Please stay in order. Please stay in order.
Bill, this is not a matter of civil rights. It's a matter of moral rights. We protest...
Please stay in order.
...the passage of this amendment because it will destroy the basic family life.
Please stay in order.
The children who may be involved in this type of life can never expect to fit into the basic family life.
Please stay in order.
It's against the laws of God.
Stay in order. Are you finished? Is the person at microphone 6 finished? I guess she is. Okay, thank you. All right, now, let me review for you where we are. Mic 5.
I am Betty Friedan, delegate at large.
Please stay in order.
I am known to be violently...
Please stay in order, and will delegates please take their seats?
I am known to be violently opposed to the lesbian issue in the women's movement. And in fact, I have been. This issue has been used to divide us too much. It has been seized on. It has been seized on by the enemies of women's equality, and it has alienated many. As someone who has grown up in Middle America, as someone who grew up in Peoria, Illinois, and as someone who perhaps has loved men too well, I have had...
Please stay in order.
I have had trouble with this issue, as have many other women who grew up as I have. We have all made mistakes in our focus on this issue, but we have all learned. Now my passionate priority is ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment, or we will lose all we have fought for in the last 15 years.
Please stay in order.
And because I know, as you know, that despite what our right-wing reactionary enemies say, there is nothing whatsoever in the Equal Rights Amendment that will give any protection to homosexuals, I believe that we must help the women who are lesbians be protected in their own civil rights.
Will the delegate be advised her time is almost up?
And in the historic unity of this day, and because we will need every ounce of all our effort in the next 13 months to get the Equal Rights Amendment ratified, I suggest that you waste no further time in debating this issue and join with me in voting support of the resolution on sexual preference. Thank you.
The delegates, please get in order. Please. All those in favor of moving the previous question on the sexual preference resolution, please rise. All right, stay in order. Be seated. Those opposed to calling the previous question on this resolution, rise. The previous question has carried. Please be seated. We will now proceed to a vote. We will now proceed to a vote on the sexual preference resolution as listed on page 35 of your plan of action. Would all those in favor of the sexual preference resolution please rise? Be seated. Please stay in order. Please stay in order. Be seated. Be seated. All those opposed to this resolution, please rise. Thank you. The resolution has clearly carried. It is adopted. Please come to order. to order. Please sit down.